Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. I'm Dr. Vicki, and I'm so happy to be with each and every one of you this evening. About a month or so ago, I had a caller to call in. Her name was Reverend Catherine Crowley. She's from Alabama. And we chatted for a while. It was a little hard to hear her because she, you know, didn't have a real good earpiece on. But she made the announcement that she was 101 years old. And I just want to dedicate this show to her in her memory. About a month after she was on the show, I kept trying to call her to talk to her about doing a Science of Mind group meeting here in the North Georgia Mountains, and just never could get her. But nobody ever called me back. And so I just presumed, you know, that she was busy, because even at 101, she was a busy lady. But I found out that she had crossed over. So I just want to do this show in memory of Reverend Catherine, because she taught me so much about what I'm going to talk about tonight, so much about life, and just so much about living a positive attitude life she will always remain in my heart. So I just dedicate this to her. And also I want to say lift up a special thought for those in the North Georgia Mountains and all across Texas, because I know there's a lot of weather situations going, a lot of earth changes that are happening in our times right now. And, you know, they're kind of distant to most of us. Many of us say, oh my goodness, that's just a terrible thing that's happening. But it actually touched me on Christmas morning. I called a friend of mine. She had sent us a Christmas card. And doesn't live but 15 minutes, 20 minutes away from here, from where I live. But I live on top of a mountain. So when all the rains came in the North Georgia Mountains this past week, as day before Christmas, actually, it didn't affect me much where I live. But, you know, I heard about it and I was like, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize, you know, I when I had gone out the day before, I saw the floodwaters where, I mean, the roads were just covered with water, and, you know, areas were completely cut off. Roads were cut off. But anyway, on Christmas morning, I called my friend. We opened her card, a beautiful card, and she was just hysterically crying. And she, without going into detail, because I'm not here to share drama, but I just want to share with you that she lost everything, except her dog. Of course, herself and her dog. And she says it's completely shifted her viewpoint on what possessions are and what life is, because it was she and her dog. That's all that was remaining of her home, where she had lived for, I don't know, probably 10 years. And so she didn't have renter's insurance, so nothing got covered. And even if she had, it would not have covered floods. So I just give a special prayer for all those that have lost a lot during the Christmas holidays, but at the same time, there will be a gift there. I don't know what it will be for each individual, but we all have to search within ourselves when things like this happen. Tonight, I want to talk about angels, and I know I talk a lot about this, but I got a phone call today from a very dear friend, and it always affects me when someone calls me, because I know that I have a gift to give someone. I know I'm supposed to say something. I can't solve people's problems for them, but I know how to offer help for those that are going through situations, because I've been through situations myself, and to this day, situations come up. And I have one source that I go to. Now, you can call that source spirit. I also call that the universe. But a part of all of that are these beautiful angels and archangels and spiritual guides and spiritual masters and ascended masters. And yes, you can go all over the internet and you can find out everything you want to know about them. But I'm here tonight to share with you how I assimilate, how I utilize, how I become partners with the angels and the archangels and this whole team of ascensioned beings that have ascended, the earth and are no longer here. And I want to talk to you about how to gather up. And I don't even, this is not a hour that I'm going to teach you every archangel and every master and everybody's names, because you can find that out on your own if you're interested. But what I want to share with you is how to utilize all of those angels and teams and how they operate, so that you can kind of know what you're dealing with. So it's not some realm out there that is so far removed from you that you don't feel like you understand it or don't understand them, and therefore you don't utilize them as much as you could. Because we are not alone in this world. We may feel alone. We may be alone in the sense of not having another human being with us. We may just have a pet, or maybe we've just lost our pet. We only have ourselves. And that is possibly true in this physical universe. But there is a world out there that is not possibly touchable in the sense of the physical universe. But I will tell you that a very good friend of mine, we spent Christmas Eve with them, and they're extremely religious. They go to the Presbyterian Church, and wonderful people. They've been friends for years and years and years. And she even said at one point during the conversation that we were talking about that she had actually seen a ghost. Now, a ghost is someone who actually can't leave. But I was quite surprised to hear her say that, because so many people are afraid to share that for fear that people will judge them or think there's something wrong. But I will tell you right up front, and I have it on tape now because I'm about to say it. My daughter and I know the team of angels that are with us, and we have them surrounding our home. They go everywhere with us. They're a part of us. And many times at night, we see them, we feel them. And I know the other day I was just sitting on my bed relaxing, and I felt, a movement of the bed. It wasn't my dog. My dog wasn't even the room. It wasn't even in the room. But, and it's not that I saw the imprint of the angel, but I felt it. So, we're all, some of us see, and hear and feel and smell. And so, I think I've mentioned just this on other shows, that I have a guide that's been with me for a long time. His name is Chief. And Chief comes to me through, and I always know he's here. And even came to my daughter the same way. My daughter said, do you smell that tobacco? And I said, oh, that's Chief. And so when I really am not getting something or need to be more connected, Chief will come right in with that beautiful fragrance. It's like that sage when you're going through a sweat lodge. It's very beautiful. I mean, at first it was so strong that I started sneezing, but I kind of got him to lighten it up some, so that he knows that I don't have to have that tobacco smell that kind of knocked me out. But the reason why I mention all of that is because I'm talking to you tonight about keys to a successful life. And I mean successful in that where you're happy. That to me is, if you're happy, everything else can go successfully. I mean, you can have all the money in the world. You can have the most beautiful house. You can have the best job. But if you're not happy inside, it all kind of just floats by like it's not really important. But yet you can have all of that. And if you're happy inside, you can enjoy it. And so that's what I wanted to talk about with the keys to a successful life. And I always, always want to give credit to some of the folks, and I may be missing out on some people, but Delphi University and Brenda Pantango, of course, Doreen Virtue, and a few other places that I have trained that have taught me about archangels and angels. And I don't know all their names, y'all. I couldn't recite them all if I tried. I mean, there are hundreds of them. And I don't want you to feel like that you have to go through some course or have to know every single name of every single archangel or master or ascended master to be able to assimilate these teams. But we're going to get to that in a moment. Now, I want to just clarify something, what an ascended master is. An ascended master is someone who's very much a being of light. He's had a lot, or he or she has had a lot of lives in a physical body, just like you and I have. And through these lives, they have decided to ascend and make their lives better through service and through raising their vibration, raising their consciousness, raising and decreasing, I should say, let me restate that, decreasing their karma. Now, they have, by becoming an ascended master, they have, they have themselves attained mastery. And, you know, they have overcome many of the obstacles that this physical universe has presented to them. And they've done it in such a way, excuse me, that they have left the cycle of having to be reborn and reborn again. Now, when this happens, that's when they become a being of total purity and light. And these are many of the ascended masters, some of them are recently ascended, meaning they've left this incarnation, recently. Some of them aren't. Some of them are very, very, very ancient and go back many, 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 many thousands of years. And some of them, some names we recognize, some names we don't. And that is not important when we are looking to build a team of help, so that when we need something in our lives, and I'm not talking necessarily about trite things, but I will say it can be used as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. Always know that when you're working on something, if it hurts somebody else, now you don't always know what's going to hurt somebody else, but you know if it's going to hurt, you know what I mean by that. You know if it's going to harm somebody. Now, you can't control how somebody views something, but you know, we're not asking for a team of angels to come steal a car. We're asking for a team of angels, if you want to buy a car, to go out there and help you have wisdom, especially if you're buying a car that's pre-owned or something. So, you know, those kinds of, but that you would not go to the ascended masters or masters for that. You would go to someone who is like a spiritual guide, who is possibly on a plane that's maybe recently passed away, that was a car mechanic or something, and that they crossed over, and they might be on a plane 5 or 6 or 7. Now, when I talk about planes, I'm talking about planes of ascension, planes of vibration. You could call them vibration. Now, I know everybody is very familiar with all the laws of the law of attraction. Well, when you're working on the law of attraction, you're working on the law of vibration. Vibrational energies match. So if you want to have a team to help you find a job, let's just say you want to change careers, you're not going to go to the ascended masters. They don't even have any understanding necessarily of the jobs that are out there in this world today in 2015. Well, just let me restate that, 2016. So what basically we're doing here is getting a team that's possibly on, probably plane 5, plane 6, plane 7. Now, I have to tell you that in doing that, to attract those and to be able to communicate with them, you're going to have to be on those planes, which means you've got to raise your vibration and you've got to shift up the vibrational energy. Now, funny that right before the show started, Doug and I were talking just about that. the understanding that we are all learning to honor and love both sides of ourselves, the dark side, the light side. And if anybody wants to sit there and say there's nothing but light in the world, well, that's fine. You know, I commend you, and I hope that your world is 100% light. I've not experienced that in my life, and I have spent years digging deep to find out that dark side of myself and learning to control it, learning to understand it, learning to love it. And you'll have to excuse my little cough tonight, but I've had a cold for almost a week now. So when you are learning to honor all parts of you, that is when you really can ascend. Excuse me. It is very difficult to ascend when you do not accept and honor all parts of you. If all you're going to do is just look at the light and never handle some of the darkness that needs to be handled, then it's going to be a difficult time to ascend, because we have to go through some of the darkest moments of our existence to ascend. And some of the times when I have gone through some of my greatest healings to move on up to, on the level, so that I can attract these teams of angels or ascended masters or spiritual guides to help me with certain situations. And we're going to do a little demo in the second part of the show so that I can explain to you exactly how you will do this. Now, you've got to be able to vibrationally change your vibration. So if you're sitting there with this lump of coal, so to speak, that's sitting there, that's not being addressed. It's very heavy. It's very dark. And it's when I say heavy, I mean very vibrationally heavy. Now, if you're sitting there with darkness that's vibrationally heavy, and you're trying to raise up to bring in these teams of angels so your vibration is lifting up so that you can attract more and more in your life, and that means goodness in your life, then you're going to have to address that darkness, that lower vibrational energy. Eventually, you're going to have to look at that. You're going to have to address it. It doesn't have to be painful, but I will say that some of my most, some of my vibrational energy ascension healing that I do daily, sometimes I get into some very difficult moments where it's sad, it's upsetting, it's you know, you get some anger in there, you have to release it. And you certainly have to go through the changes of that. And it might not take very long, but you have to be willing to go through it. You don't have to know every single thought. You don't have to know every single thing that ever happened. That's not necessary. The vibrational energies that are coming in for healing now have taken away all of that. We don't need all of that to be able to heal correctly. I used to think we did. I have gone through a lot of training where it was very, very difficult. But at this level, because of the ascended masters who are bringing in new information, we don't have to quite go through all of that. So, but getting back to the call this morning, one of the comments that I made to this beautiful soul was that I can't, or nor should anybody, do everything for someone. They have to learn to have that self-empowerment, that self-ability to go through some of their life challenges, knowing they can handle them. Now, my spiritual mentor is one of the best on the planet, and I love them both. But when I get into difficult situations, they don't solve my issues. They give me the tools to solve my own issues. But one of those tools is the ascended masters, the archangels, the angels, and these teams that are assembled. You put them together yourself. So when I got that call today, that's one of the first things that I thought of. You know, my friend needs a team to gather them, to gather together. So what I asked her to do, of course, there's some simple things you can do. You don't have to wait for a team to help you. But one of the ways that you can do this is to sit down and say, okay, let's just use the example of selling your home. If you want to sell your home, you can do a lot of things in the physical universe, like keep your house clean, make sure it's in good condition. You know the rules, everything, feng shui the house so it doesn't have clutter. I mean, for our house, we had to take all of our Christmas decorations down, you know, right after Christmas, so that we could prepare for the new people coming in, taking pictures, so that it doesn't have any season to it. If it sells quickly, fine. But if you know, you want to not have a season in your home, like it looks like, oh, it looks like Halloween in their house. So you have to keep it just very feng shuied. And so what I do is I have a team, and I'm going to readjust my team now. I have to readjust them because I have a different plan now. I have a team of five ascended beings. They're not archangels, they're not angels, but they're ascended masters who have really crossed over recently and know the market pretty well, the real estate market, but they're experts in it. And then I raise that vibration up to a 5, 6, or 7 vibration, 8 vibration on that level to bring in those beings that are closer to Earth. They're kind of right here and they understand what's going on with the real estate market. You might get some bankers or some mortgage brokers that passed over recently, and they need to ascend. They need to get up. They need to do some things to help. So what you do is you ask this team, and you don't have to know their names, but if you do, that's fine. You can name them or they can tell you their names. To me, that's not as important as the gratitude for having them. And I personally have a team of 5 that are helping me sell the house. Now, on top of all of that, you have to understand that there is a divine timing that we cannot control. And believe me, type A personality that I am, I always try to control it if I can. But I have learned through life that their timing, that, you know, God's timing is God's timing. It isn't ours. So if you're going to start to get frustrated over the timing issue, you know, then you're going to have more upsets than you would if you just let it be. Do your part in the physical universe and then have your team of angels, whatever you want to call them, of ascended masters. I hope I can get through the show tonight. My throat's really struggling here. I'll do some energy work. So when we get our team of angels together and selling our home, what we do now is we ask them, we say, okay, I know that there is a divine timing on this, that I know that I can't control, but I know that y'all know the bigger plan because y'all are on the other side and you can see everything that's happening. So I ask you to please, you know, whatever you're doing now, guide me, direct me. And then what I have them do is I have them go out to the new owners, the new people that are going to be buying my home. And there is somebody that's going to be doing that. So, you know what I'm going to do, Doug? I'm going to take a real quick break here and I'll be right back. I'm going to get something for my throat, okay?
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki every Sunday night at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. Are you independent, strong, full of outer confidence, but inside you feel like a failure in life and in relationships? Or do you feel together until you get into a relationship, then give up your career, your dreams, even yourself? With Dr. Vicki's guidance in learning the laws of heaven and the laws of man, you can learn to stand on your own 2 feet and be yourself, whether in a relationship or not. Wouldn't you like to be happy, free, and be authentically you, regardless of who you're with? Dr. Vicki has learned to combine both her legal skills as an attorney and her therapy abilities as a counselor to guide you in living your soul's journey. So, if you are seeking a way to live authentically with freedom and abundance, listen each Sunday night at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio to learn how to live your soul's journey. And call in to talk with Dr. Vicki live. And now, here's our host, Dr. Vicki.
So when we get our team of angels together, what we want to do is we want to ask those spiritual beings that have crossed over. They've been on this earth. They know what we go through. Now, when you're working with ascended masters and archangels and spiritual guides that have not been here recently or are so ascended up, they don't necessarily know the reality of what's going on. Those are the folks that you want to work with, bringing peace to the world. And you want to talk to them. And what you do is when you're working with the higher consciousness, some people call them the different levels of ray, and you know, there's all different. I'm not trained that way, so I can't talk intelligent about it. But basically, when we're working with these ascended masters or angels, we've got to be in a situation where we can explain to them what is happening. You know, listen, this is what the world is today. If you're trying to buy a house and you're self-employed, you may not have as easy a time. If you're trying to get a job and you're in this circumstance, it isn't as easy. So what you want to do is you want to gather this team of angels, spiritual guides that can sit there and talk to you as a team. You're like the board of directors for the physical universe. And they're the whole board of directors out there for you're kind of guiding them as the board of directors. You're guiding them to say, this is what I'm choosing to have here on this planet Earth. I'm choosing to have the right and perfect home. I want 3 bedrooms. I want 2 baths. I want 9 acres. I want to live in this county. I want to live in this state. I want to pay this much for the house. Now, bring me the buyer that's going to pay full price for my house, that can buy it quickly, easily, and we'll all can get along. So you have this team of angels and ascended masters and spiritual guides that you can create to help you have. It could be 30 people. It could be 30 ascended folks, or it could be 5. Now, my team of ascended beings that are working on selling my house, they're just 5 of them, because 5 is the number for change. So I have, you know, communicate with them, and we kind of have our meetings, and, you know, I know there's a divine timing, and their timing is not going to be as evident as you and I talking, because there is no time on the other side, so they can't sit there. But you can talk to them about fall, winter, spring, and summer equinox, and you can get guidance that way. Hello, Miss Sandy. How are you this evening?
I am doing fine, Vicki. I was just going to listen to your show tonight, but I'm calling for 2 reasons. You dedicated this show to our beloved Reverend Catherine King,
yes.
Crowley, my queen bee, as I called her, and she called me honey bee, so I had to call in because of that. And also, it sounds like you need my mouth a little bit tonight because your throat's bothering you, darling.
Well, I just have to share with everybody, I really haven't talked much in the last week. I've been kind of quiet, and I've been on medicine, so I wasn't going to do any readings or anything tonight, but I really thought I was doing a lot better, so I got off my medicine this afternoon, which I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have done that. So, but I thank you, because I really need some help tonight. I'm like...
Well, may I be very specific, since you brought up Reverend Catherine, and
sure.
As my mother used to say, and this is very true, everything I have ever done, every mistake I have ever made, I have either gotten caught doing it or I've told it. So may I talk a little bit personally and then ask you a question about Reverend Catherine?
Sure. I'd love that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. My dilemma at this particular time, which I am working hard to bring myself out of it, is quite frankly, all of my life, I didn't even want to go to school. When they told me I had to go to school right before I turned 6, you're going to get to go to school this year. No, thank you. I did not care about venturing outside my home other than to mostly play alone or with some special friends, you know, the woods that surrounded our house or either on the farm. I decided to be a homemaker, okay? And Actually, I interviewed. I actually interviewed husbands. I remember scaring one man half to death because he'd been divorced for the longest, and I'm always really up front and say, "Hey, so Charles, what's wanted and needed by you as far as a wife goes?" And he did end up asking me to marry him, and by that time I figured out that he wasn't for me. And you know, I'm a very good wife. I get my exchange in. I'm a good cook. I'm a good homemaker. I'm a good nurse. I'm a good nurturer. And there's always love and lots of affinity involved. I could have married for riches more than once, but I never did that because there had to be affinity and love, and had to feel like I was getting an exchange in. But my problem now is, okay, the man I'm married to is one of the most wonderful men on the face of the earth. He has been used for a slave practically from the time he was 12 years old. He worked as a night janitor and gave all of his money to his mother and his stepfather, and he's just give. He wanted a housewife. He still does, and he's wonderful to me. He gives me everything. He is a very talented actor, did make a very good living as such. But my predicament now is I find I'm trying to break out of this mold that I've been in all my life. It is genuinely on my heart to want to totally take care of any financial needs that are there so he can just once again totally 100% concentrate on his acting, which all of the actors, even the professionals, they go to workshops, they go to hone their skills all the time. They they're always auditioning before they get a part, and not, I don't want him to have to do anything else, and I'm working to break out of that, and it's difficult.
Well,
Reverend Catherine helped
to
me a lot. And my question to you, I'm about to shut my face up a minute. My question to you is, Reverend Catherine was like my angel. I held her hand after her husband died. I was there for her. We would be on the phone for hours at a time. More than one occasion, different times in my life over the last decade or so, she was there for me and held my hand. You said that you can call people who have just passed over as part of your team of angels. It's such a comfort to me to think that I could call on her, because at times I felt her presence.
Well,
could she be there if I call on her? I wouldn't want to keep her from moving on.
No. Let me explain. Now, this is my understanding of you know, I've never crossed over in this incarnation, but those that have and that have taught me, or that have, you know, crossed over, or have talked to those that have crossed over, and even talking to my sister. My sister is a spiritual guide to me, but you have to understand. Now, okay. Reverend Catherine is an ascended person. She has helped a lot of people in her life, and she understands many things as her science of a mind, master practitioner, minister.
Yes.
So when she crosses over, she wants to ascend even higher on the other side as well, because she wants probably to come to a point where she can end up being an archangel or ascended master I didn't mean to say archangel. Take that back, because talking about an ascended master who has been on this earth. Archangels, to my understanding, haven't. But when she crosses over now, she also needs to be of service, because that's who she is. And so for her to be able to help you, she could be a leader. You know, you could in one of your meditations, whether that's through walking, and I speak to all of us when I'm talking about this. You could say to Reverend Catherine, you know, Reverend, I want you to be in charge of a group of a team on the other side to help me through this problem. We don't have to discuss the problem. It doesn't even have to be specific. But you, I mean, on air, I'm talking about. But you can just say, you know, Reverend Catherine, I really need some help in this situation, in this part of my life. I'm struggling with this. I would like you to help me. Now, when you ask for her help, and you can say on the other side, if there are other members that are at least level five or above, do not get anybody in the astral field. Do not, you do not be in the astral field. That is a very dangerous place to be. But you want to be, you want people at level five or above, and be specific. I want people in level five or above. And I want you to gather a team for me, Reverend Catherine. And she gets credit for that in her karma. Yeah, in her karma score, if you may, in her releasing of karma, you know, and you don't have to come back anymore when you don't have karma, by the way. When your karma's gone, negative karma now, then you don't have to come back. Now, you know, on good days, and I'm sure you've had beautiful days, you're like, oh, thank you for life. This is the most beautiful planet in the world. How much more wonderful can life be? But on those other days, you're like, oh, whoa, don't bring me ever back to this planet. Leave me out of here, you know.
So sort of like, because some days it's, why me, Lord? And then other days, why me, Lord? Oh, all this beauty around me. So it's attitude.
Well, we've all had that. We've had days where we're like, I mean, like today, I was like just thankful. I was in such gratitude for having the day off. Because I work so much and I don't feel, you know, my best. And so when I had this day off, I was in such gratitude that I just watched Hallmark movies all day, you know, and walked and got in touch with my spirit guides. But getting back to Reverend Catherine now. Yes. And you're the one, and I do thank you. You're the one that helped me to know what I wanted to talk about tonight, because Reverend Catherine is going to be your greatest spiritual guide, okay? Just like my sister is. She helps me. She'll come to me and just comfort me sometimes or give me a little advice on our mother, you know, because she, of course, that's her mother too. And so Reverend Catherine knows you very well. And she will be able to guide you, direct you. And if you listen carefully, you'll get her messages. She will be there. All you have to do is call her name and she will come. Wow. Now, if you want her to get a team together for you, then just say, Reverend Catherine, I need a team that would, you know, I maybe like, let's just say for Paul. Okay. Let's just use Paul, for example. I know he'll appreciate us talking about him on air. He's a Leo.
He doesn't care. He's really a sweetie pie.
Yeah, but I mean, I was kidding with it. He's a Leo, so he'd love us talking about him. So, So here's Mr. Paul. You know, get a team of angels together. Probably you could have one angel in charge of it all. And you see, this is what I'm trying to portray tonight, that angels are a part of our lives. When I say angels, sometimes I use that word broadly, and maybe I mean spiritual guide or ascended masters, but I mean these teams of folks on the other side, if I could call them that, but I tend to just say angels. But when we utilize them, Sandy, we're not alone anymore. So when I talk to people and I say, you know, you gotta do this on your own. I don't mean that you gotta sit there in this physical crazy world we live in and figure it out. But what you want to do is you want to get teams together to help you, because there are so many. Like, okay, I'm gonna give you a real good example. Get Paul's team together of maybe some producers, directors, talent agents that have crossed over recently, that know the business now. You know, they didn't cross over 200 years ago, they're not going to know the business.
Yeah.
Of acting. So you want them to know the business well. So maybe they crossed over in the last 5 or 6 years or 2 years. Think about some people that have crossed over that were very successful that maybe can come and be a part of your team. And
Much love it if he was back, just totally making a living in acting. I it used to be my dream, and I'm out there preparing myself to try out, and I dream in comedy. Okay, I dream in it, and when I get on stage, I can do it. But I would much rather him be on stage than me be on stage, because he loves it. I'm not cursing when I say this. I tell everybody he's a stage whore. He loves it. I'm a stage prostitute. I'll do it because I want to get paid.
Let's see. This show is after 7, right? Yeah.
did I say something offensive? I've got an off-color sense of humor, so sometimes I never know when I cross over the line.
This is not a family show. I don't think family shows. I don't think kids listen to this. I think it's funny.
Oh, okay. if so, sorry, kids. Please do not copy what Mimi Sandy says here.
That's right. No, I'm just kidding.
She's a bad girl.
But yeah, get a team together. But yes, Reverend Catherine is going to be right there with you. You call her. Now, I want to share this. They only come to us when we ask. They are available, and uh-huh. they want to help. It is to their benefit to help. They want to do this. But they have to have our permission. In this world right here that we live in, we have free will. So we have free will to call on angels and our teams, or we can block them out. Now, I want to give a good example. Someone called me this morning and said, you know, I don't feel good about doing something. And every time I go against that feeling, I get in trouble. And I know you've experienced that same thing, Sandy. And I say to that person, then believe in what you're feeling, because if you get a bad feeling about it, then it isn't right. Now, for instance, my daughter and I were deciding, I'm not going to disclose where we're going on what we're doing on New Year's Eve, but we had made a decision. We had two choices to do. One was in a part of the world that we used to be a part of, and the new place is where we want to be in the new year. Where we want to live, in the life we want to live. So we're going to the new place because we know then that we are creating that space, that newness. Yes. We're not going to go back to the old. So when you're working with anybody, Reverend Catherine wants to help on this planet. It puts feathers in her cap. It helps her to ascend to maybe levels, you know, she's probably at about a level 8. Right now, which is very high, and she can ascend to 9, 10, 11, 12. But the more she helps us, and she's already helped me with the situation that I was going to when I moved to the new location in the Unitarian Church that I'm going to be in, I'm going to, instead of offering the science of mind, I'm going to use parts of that, but I'm going to actually have a Living Your Soul's Journey discussion group, which I'll lead and have speakers come up, and I will do that. I'm going to do that instead. And she guided me toward that. She said, you know, that's what you really should be doing, not the science of mind. You should be doing your own Living Your Soul's Journey group. And so this particular group that we're moving to has asked for groups to come and be a part of, you know, use their facilities and have weekly groups. That's what I'm going to do it on. I'm not going to even do it on the science of mind. But I thank Reverend Catherine for that, because she's the one that, you know, because I got a little upset. My goodness, you know, she was going to help me, and then she passed away. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. There's something I need to know.
There's still so many people in the Georgia area, because quite a few people, even ministers, came over from the Atlanta, North Georgia area to attend her church when she was still holding her church at the assisted living place that she was in. Her church followed her when she was in her late 90s, and she'd have to go downstairs and hold church. I'm waiting for that address book that I was promised, and it still, you know, hasn't come to me yet. Her niece, Vicki, promised it, but
It'll come when it will.
And I'll give that to you because I know that that her people would love to come to that group.
Well, and I would hope that I would love to have them. So Reverend Catherine will be there for you. Now, what you want to do with her is, and anyone who has a loved one that has crossed over, make sure that you help them ascend up to at least a level 5 or 6, because you want to help them out of the astral field. I did that for Reverend Catherine. That was just a gift that I gave her to keep her out of that astral realm. And because, you just don't want your loved ones to be in that area. And so she's working on now. I mean, I'm channeling her as we speak. She's working on, ascending herself now up in those ranks. So the more she can help you, the more little feathers she gets in her cap. So to speak, that's the simplest way that I can explain it. So, yes, you call on her to help you anytime that you want. It's never too much. And that's the gift that we have from our crossed over friends, is that we can never, ever, ever utilize them too much. But there is something that we always, always must do. When we have our teams together, we never want to use them. We want to work with them, and we want to always be in gratitude. We always want to give thanks, because this is not about give me, give me, give me. I'm on planet Earth. I can't do it all on my own. You're there to assist me. We never use anyone. Even on this planet, we don't use them. And we certainly don't use them. We become partners with them, and we ask for their assistance in ways that we possibly can't utilize, because we're limited here. We've got time. And we've got space, and we've got all this physical universe hoopla, and they don't.
Exactly.
They don't have to worry about eating. They don't have to please anybody. They don't have to worry about where their next money's going to come from. So they don't have all these issues that we do. So they can help in ways that we can't see or utilize. So yes, you will be giving yourself a service and her. And always just be in deep gratitude, even to the archangels. I mean, I sit there every day and I just give thanks. Thank you. Every night that I come home from a hard day's of driving and it's late sometimes, I can't see as well at night. And, we have no street lights up here in the mountains. You're on the top of a mountain. Just have your lights. And I just sit there in the car for a split second. Doesn't take long. And I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you all for getting me safely home and for keeping those around me safe, so that we all, because, it isn't just about ourselves. If we're out there driving, or if you're acting, you have to think about all the people that will benefit from Paul being a good actor and being seen. For one off, he's fun.
Exactly.
So you're benefiting everyone that watches him. You're benefiting the directors. You're benefiting the casting directors. You're benefiting everybody. It's not just about Paul. It's about everybody.
No, he's a very loving person. I've never known a man that is genuinely as caring and as loving as he is. Of course, all of us being human beings, we get on each other's nerves sometimes. That's just part of it. We're not any of us perfect.
Yeah, I drop myself.
I guess he's the closest. He's closest to it, and he's probably further along than I am in some ways.
Well, we don't want to even judge her that way. I mean, he's on his soul's journey. You're on yours. But just know that he is. The more he's become known, the more benefit he is to other people. The more that you are known, the more benefit, because you have so much to offer. And, it's like Doug, who runs BBS Radio. The more people that know about BBS Radio, what a gift that he's giving out. It isn't just about him making a living. It's about him out there sharing his insight about the kinds of shows that he offers, and the kinds of people that he has on his shows. So he's giving a service to the world. And in exchange, you and everybody else gets what we have to have in this physical universe, which is you know, some place to live and food and shelter and all those simple things like that, you know, that that our work can do for us. So, but I just want, and another thing I wanted to also share tonight, I've picked a card from my Ascended Masters, is to choose peace and to learn to forgive. I always mention those because no matter what's going on in our life, we must learn to forgive ourselves, because we all do just craziest stuff. I mean, sometimes I look at some of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life and some of the thoughts. Now, I'm at that stage in my life. It's not so much what I do, but it's the thought that I have. And it's like, if I have a negative thought about something, I have to take pretty quick responsibility for it at that moment, because, you know, it is, nobody's going to know my thought, but boy, there's a whole team out there that does. There's a whole, you know, karmic records. There's a whole team of folks out there that know what I'm thinking. So I have to be very honest with myself all the way down to the very thought that's in every second of my day. And that's kind of where I am in my soul's journey right now. It isn't necessarily that I'm going to treat somebody bad or something, but it's even those thoughts that I know are being registered, if you may.
And so thoughts that sneak in, sometimes we can't help it if they sneak in, but if we entertain negative thoughts, it's like, what is that scripture? As a man thinketh, so is he.
Yes.
So a woman, I would add, that would be true for too. So we need to do our best when we have negative thoughts sneak in, to read something positive or start singing a positive song, and don't entertain those thoughts. And who was it? Was it you that told me about the game that you play with Phoenix, about saying the alphabet and then every letter of the alphabet saying something you're grateful for?
Yes, what we do, and something I love to do when we get grumpy and we get in a little bad mood or something, and we don't really know what's causing it. We've already done our energy work, but we still kind of feel grumpy. We start at the A, and we'll say, okay, what are we most awesome? What are we most thankful for? And I'll say, you know, A is for awesome. I'm awesome. And you know, she'll say something. And then B is for, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just for being bold. And then by the time you get to about M, N-O-P, and we have to go through the alphabet, it's N-O-P-Q-R-S. And by the time you get to, like, oh, I don't even know, sometimes even before that, you're laughing.
Yes.
You're laughing, and you're like, wow. By the time you get to Z, you're in hysterics, and you wondered what you were sad about. So gratitude, you can't be grumpy and ingratitude. The two
That's
G's.
True. We plan on making that our new tradition on New Year's Eve as a little family to play that game. Paul loves
idea. It's a fabulous game, and you'll find that every time you go through the alphabet, you come up with new things, and it's so fun because when you're like with a Leo, you're married to a Leo, he's going to come up with some of the most incredible things about himself. And it's so fun. That makes you laugh, you know, when you're like,
oh, goodness. You know, yeah. Sometimes he can be so funny.
Yeah. So funny. You know, my daughter's a Leo, so she'll come up with these, you know, I'm awesome. I'm brave. I'm, you know, and I'm like, wow.
Or is it a Leo's nature? I don't know a lot about horoscope signs and all. I think one of your guests called me the steamroller of the zodiac, because get something on my mind to do, I'll stick with it and I'll keep going until it gets done. But is it in a Leo's nature to be overly giving to the point you'll take something from yourself that you need and give to others?
Well, yes, it is. At least that I have found that. And it's one of the reasons is they may be generous and they do care for people. The other one is they really want to be liked. And if they're doing it out of love, that's one thing. But if they're doing it deep down to get attention and to be loved, then that's not quite the same thing, you know. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I just want to thank you, Sandy, for calling in tonight and your words of wisdom. And as well, you're helping me because I really have been, I was struggling tonight with my voice. Oh. So thank you so much. And again, this is in memory of Reverend Catherine Crowley from Alabama. Be back next Sunday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern time. And I wish you the best week and remember to live your soul's journey. Be blessed. Thank you.